Careers Ahead on Talk About with Mary Lucy in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, before we come back to your questions, I just want to mention, of course, the third level course that we're involved in here in Radio Kerry in association with Kerry College. And this is for anybody out there who maybe wants to make their own podcast or work in news or sport or music programming, or maybe someone who wants to learn more about audio recording, storytelling or digital journalism. We're offering the 8-week Introduction to Digital Journalism, Podcasting and Radio course starting this month, and we've a second course which is a year-long digital journalism, podcasting and radio course which starts in November, and that course, the second one, involves a 3-month placement in a media organisation. So the details about how to apply are available now on kerrycollege.ie under the full-time courses section. The courses are all in Tralee and there's only limited places, but no fees apply. So just to let you know that.
Actually a wonderful course, and it's really applied, practical course, and students tend to love it when they do it.
Yeah.
And some go straight into work after it, or some decide to go further studies. So it's great.
And of course, if you're a media graduate looking for hands-on experience, or leaving cert looking for something that interests you, or you just think that this course might be for you, you can drop by. We've our open afternoon here at the Radio Kerry Training School in Tralee on Friday, this coming Friday, between 2 and 4pm. And do register for the open day. You'll find out all the information you need on radiokerry.ie. So there you go. There's a plug for our own course.
Great.
Which is an excellent course.
It is, absolutely. And as you said, sometimes a media graduate, their course may be very theoretical. So they may have a lot of lectures, etc., but they may not have the hands-on practical experience of, like you've just said, working in different studio, etc. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people,
It is, and we've got some fantastic talent that has,
of course,
people have gone on to get full-time jobs here having gone through that course. Mary, coming back to questions from listeners, another listener says, will you ask Mary what other options are out there if a student decides not to take up their CAO offer?
Well, I suppose I am a great advocate of the further education training routes. So that would cover anything to do with the PLC course, which is a 1-year long course. It is at a level 5, and it can also give you an introduction to a particular course area or course discipline. And a Leaving Cert student can then decide, this is something that I absolutely love and I want to progress in study. There's also the apprenticeship route, if they decide that they don't want to go the traditional third level through the CAO. And there's over 65 apprenticeships at this stage. They go up to honours degree level, which would be equivalent to the level 8 honours degree. And they're in all different areas, from insurance to HR to IT to engineering, etc. So there's the craft apprenticeships, which would be typically associated with electrical, plumbing, carpentry, etc. And there's an array of other apprenticeships. And again, that's a mixture between college and working. So they will have an element of college training and education and an element then in the workplace.
Yeah, and you, as you said already, you can't beat the hands-on experience to give somebody a real feel of a particular career.
And also, as well, just to mention, with the apprenticeship route, you know, there's so much talking about surviving on tight budgets at the moment. And with the apprenticeship route, you're earning from the very beginning, and the costs associated with attending the college section are very minimal compared to the standard college costs.
Now, the questions are flowing in for you now. There's a lot of people out there with queries.
Okay.
Listener says, my son said, my son will get his first choice based on his points, but he wants to defer his place. What does he do now?
Okay, if he wants to defer his place, make sure first he does want to defer it, and there's good reasons why he wants to defer his place, and also that he has a plan for the year, and not just to hang around and to take it up next year, that he puts a plan in place. And then for the actual deferral process, he himself needs to contact the admissions office in the course from the college university that he is deferring the course, and explain why he's deferring the course and make sure that he follows up on that. And then next year he just applies through the CAO and just puts down the one course he's deferring, just that in his CAO choices, and then he's fine. If he decides next year, actually, I don't want to take up the deferred course, he can put in new items again, but he goes into the open selection again then for places.
A listener from North Kerry wants to know, if someone accepts a course offering, can they change this with their second and third round offers?
Yes, they can. So what will happen is you get your first choice based on the highest ranking you have. And with the second and third round offer, the points will drop. So you may be entitled to get other offers. So once you accept your second offer, for example, that will cancel your first offer out.
A couple of questions have come in about the lottery system. What does it mean if some courses are offered via a lottery system?
Yeah, you might remember last year there was an awful lot of discussion about the fact that some people had maximum points, say for example 625, and yet didn't get places in the likes of course of physiotherapy, etc. And what happens in those situations is that the demand is higher than the
supply. Number of places. Yeah.
So if there's 20 places, for example, and say 30 students apply for the course, what happens is that each of the people are allocated a number, and then there's a random selection based on that number for the first 20. So they're all allocated a number, and then the first 20 are just taken and they're offered the place. So unfortunately then the others miss out on the place.
God, that seems very unfair, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It seems very unfair. And like, it's, I suppose it's heartbreaking when you think some students, when they saw last year they got 625 and that they get their first choice, etc. But unfortunately, that's just the system. And the fact that it is the numbers are generated randomly and assigned to each person there, they feel that's objective and that's what's making it fair. It is for the person who gets one of the 20 places, but not for the person who doesn't. So that's why they're calling it. It's random. It's a lottery system then after that.
Listener says, does Mary think the points for business and law in Galway will go up? You have to look into your crystal ball again there, Mary.
I can't say for definite. I'd say business, they might stay what they were, I'm hoping anyway. I've had lots of queries about them. I can't say for definite, but again, as I said, once you have a backup there with your CAO application form for secondary. And can I just point out, I got one query actually yesterday from a student who felt they weren't going to get their level 8 first choice, but when I spoke to them, they had a level 7 first choice down, and that will allow them to actually come out with the same qualification as the level 8 once they continue on and add it on. So just keep an eye and your level 7s as well, because you'll get an offer from your level 7 and your level 6, sorry, your level 8 and your level 7. So you will, each student will get an offer from both of those courses. So then it's the one that they pick would be important. I'm afraid I can't say exactly. I think they may stay around the same business because they shot up again last year, so I'm hoping they will anyway.
I'm wondering, do they mean a business course and a law course, or is there a course in Galway called business and law?
Yeah.
Okay, probably that. A listener says, is it too late to apply for a beautician's course? That's probably Kerry College, is it?
Well, you can apply to Kerry College, and there would be, if they're based in Kerry, they could apply for one in Limerick or from Cork, because that's quite manageable. No, it's not. The PLC sector, the further education training sector, is continuous intake for a lot of them. The beauty was probably will start in September, so they would want to be getting on. I would get on to Kerry College straight away if they can. They're normally interview process for beauty therapy, because it's considered a course for employment, because they're qualified to be employed when they finish. There's normally huge demand for them. That's why I'm saying, you know, if you can't get Kerry, if that's your first choice, try Limerick and Cork as well.
Now, here's a lady who wants to go back to college. She's in her mid-40s and she has three children. She's working part-time. She'd like to go back to college to qualify to become a social worker. Okay. She's wondering, can I do this part-time because I still need an income here in Tralee, or is there any good online courses I could look into, please?
The answer to the question is she can do both. There are online courses and she can also do part-time. If she wants to, she can email me and I can give her some details at marylucey@careerahead.ie, and I can give her some details and some contacts where she can follow up on those options.
Okay. A caller whose daughter qualified with a degree in business and accounting this year would like to know, can she apply for a teaching post with KCFE? So that's Kerry College of Further Education.
Yeah.
That's a very specific
question.
She has
a business and accounting, yeah. She needs to be registered with the Teachers Council before she can apply for a teaching post with Kerry College. She can apply to the Teachers Council now using her degree and her results, and they will assess them. And what comes back normally is that she will be sanctioned and registered pending she gets a qualification in education within a specific time period. So her answer is yes, but she needs to be registered with the Teachers' Council. And then she will also have to take an additional qualification in education to within a specified time period. So if she looks up Teacher Registration Council and follow the links and follow the advice there, they'll give her.
Perfect. Caller asks, if a student starts a PLC course and a few months into it decides that the course is not for them, can they change to their second choice course?
Well, with PLC, it's slightly different. It's not like the CAO. So it's what I would advise is that if they start a PLC, after a couple of weeks, they could just speak to the principal or their class teacher or whatever and ask, can they swap? And if it's something that if they have a place, they will just facilitate you once you haven't gone beyond a time period that they're going to be disadvantaged on the course. So, for example, if there's continuous assessments already completed or if they feel that it would be too difficult for them to catch up. But obviously, any, you know, changing around like that, the faster you can do it, the better for the student and the college.
Here's a lovely one. It's not so much a question as an experience. A listener says, now this, some of the text might be missing, but I think I have the gist of it. The person says, I did my leaving in 2016 and got 290 points. I didn't get the course I wanted and I thought it was the end of the world at the time. I went on to do a course in the Kerry College of Further Education. I went on to college after that and I think, now this is where there's some text missing, but I gathered that they went on to college and maybe got the course they wanted ultimately. The person concludes by saying, I'm now working in a job I love and no one knows that I didn't get the points. My advice is don't stress, you will get where you want.
So, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and that sums it up.
And I mean, having spent many years dealing with students, that is so true. I mean, I see such devastation, say the day the Leaving Cert comes out, you know, and yet it all works out in the end for people. So they have to just be positive and be resilient and it will all work out.
A listener says, in reference to, this is again just an observation,
yeah,
about appealing your Leaving Cert results, which you spoke about earlier. Caller in Tralee says her daughter appealed three subjects on the advice of two of her teachers last year, but it made no difference. The marks were still the same. She feels it's a money-making racket.
Yeah.
You can't really comment on that,
yeah,
can you?
It's hard to know. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, Mary, listen, we're out of time, but we got through the most of the comments there, or the most of the questions there. But people, obviously, it's a very busy time of year for you, but you're still there if people want to ring or
yes,
email or whatever.
Yes,
so you might give us your contact details.
So Mary Lucy, Lucey, @careerahead.ie, and my phone number is 087 933 8941, and if I don't answer, just leave a message or text me, because I'm working with somebody and it is a busy time, but
so
I'll help as many people as I can.
So yeah, give the mobile number again,
087 933 8941,
and the email address is
marylucy@careerahead.ie.
marylucy@careerahead.ie. I have a feeling you're going to be a very busy woman in the next couple of weeks.
And just to get the message, like, don't panic and don't stress, it will all work out and there's something for everybody out there.
Yeah, that is, and that's so true of nowadays. There's so many options out there. Mary, lovely to talk to you. Very interesting as always, and we'll chat to you next month.